K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi, it's Sydney.
Hey, Sydney, how you doing?
I'm okay. Love the show, by the way.
Aww, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Sydney.
What's happening?
Okay, so you know how you guys do that second date update thing? That's kind of why I'm calling.
Oh, yeah.
I hear these calls all the time. I never thought I would be in a position to be calling about it, but I met this great guy. His name's Alex. He lives in Xenia, and we met in Yellow Springs at one of those shops.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the little boutique-y, yeah. So anyway, he was cool, and, you know, I was kind of digging his vibe, so I took the initiative and asked him out. So we meet at lunch, we meet for lunch over at Peaches, go hiking in Glen Helen, and it was beautiful. It was so romantic. Sun was setting, and so we met out for a little while. And,
nice.
Yeah.
Go, girl.
And we agreed to go out again, but, I mean, this is, like, all these calls. I haven't heard anything. So.
And you're the one you've been calling?
Yeah, I've called. I've texted. And it's not, like, in an over, like, stalkery kind of
right,
thing.
Right.
I know you guys get those calls. It's like, hey, stalker. You know, it wasn't like that at all. We hit it off. We had great chemistry. You know, I'm not, like, the type to kiss on a first date, so that was kind of special to me. And yeah, it just seemed so sincere. Like we were making plans, like if not the next day, the next day kind of thing. And then nothing. And that was a week ago.
Aww. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you hold on a second here? We're going to stick you on a hold. We'll get Alex's phone number. We're going to call him. We'll see what's going on for you.
Okay. Thanks.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
Hey, you know, Sid, I got to give you major props for asking a dude out. That's kind of cool for
you,
isn't it?
I've never had that happen. I think that would be intriguing.
Yeah, it was the first time I actually did it, come to think of it. I don't know. We just hit it off. We just had a vibe. It just felt supernatural.
Aww.
All right. Well, hold on. Let me finish dialing his number here, Sydney. Be real quiet. We'll see if we can get him on the phone, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi there. Is this Alex?
Yeah, this is Alex.
Hey, Alex, it's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM.
What up, man?
Really?
Yeah.
I love your guys' show.
All right.
Thank you. Yeah. That's a good day, Fry.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So what's the deal? What do I get this great credit?
We're trying to find out what's going on here. We got to talk to a very nice young lady who said that she came up and approached you about going on a date, and she said you think you guys kind of hit it off and seemed like things were going good. But
good vibe.
Yeah, she didn't want to be like over stalkery and like, you know, blow up your phone or whatever, but she said she tried calling a couple times and hadn't heard from you. Sydney?
So this is the date follow-up.
Ah, yes. Yeah, you got
yes, it.
It
is.
Yeah. Oh, my. Okay. Oh, boy. Yeah, so she asked me out, and, you know, I thought, I mean, she's kind of a bit hippy-dippy, but she was cool.
Yeah.
And,
you did meet in Yellow Springs.
You know,
right.
I mean, except for one thing, but I don't know. I mean,
what one thing?
You know, we went hiking, and then that was cool, and we stopped to kiss a little, and you know, and then she took her shirt off, but I mean, she had a tank top underneath. And,
I was like, whoa, yeah.
You know what? This is actually pretty weird. I don't think we should talk about this.
Well,
What was it? Disgusting or something, or what happened?
She wanted to know.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yes. Yeah. She really liked you.
Okay, well, she doesn't shave under her arms, and the hair is really long and really nasty, and it really kind of smelled funny.
Oh, no.
Wait, no. Okay, first of all, I have perfect hygiene, but you're serious? This is about my armpit hair? You have a beard. You have a beard. You don't shave. Like, I don't shave my legs either. I just go natural. I don't see what the big deal is.
Okay, it's not just the long armpit hair. It was dyed purple. It's like two big purple monsters under her arm.
Oh, no.
Like a purple forest.
Okay, look, so I had my hair, I had my hair dyed purple, and you know, when I went back to brown, I just thought it would grow out, but it just didn't grow out like I thought. I don't, like, see what the big deal is. This is really, really immature. You know, you meet me in and it's like, what? I figured you'd be into natural chicks, and you're acting
natural
like
chicks. Natural chicks. Yeah, you know what? Natural chicks are great. I just don't want them to be more hairy than I am.
Oh.
Okay?
Oh, come on. You look like the brawny paper towel man. Like, no girl is more hairy than you.
Oh, my God.
You know what?
Like
we're all in what we're into. I tried to avoid the topic.
Towel.
Now you know.
Well, now, Cindy, would you be willing to
shave?
Groom?
I think that I'm fine the way God made me, and if he isn't comfortable in his manhood to be with an Afro woman.
God didn't make you purple.
You know what
I'm sure
down
God
to,
didn't make you purple.
Oh. Yeah, and God didn't make you tall enough. So there we are.
Ouch.
No second date.
If that's all you got, I'm okay with that.
So, Cindy, I just heard you say, you just said no second date, right?
No.
Okay.
No way.
Okay.
That's
well.
Great. She called in, and she doesn't want the second date. Actually, I guess this worked out okay after all.
Yeah, well, you know, it's definitely easier to tell you that you're short and like a Persian version of the brawny man than it is to hear your crap, you know, before I had to say it. So, yeah, you just made it a whole lot easier for me to let you know the real.
Okay,
oh,
then.
I understand the deal. That's great.
Okay.
Okay, back to your corners.
Yeah, everybody, right. We're good. Ding, ding, ding.
So, well, you know. Idiot. Okay.
But I didn't think there's a second date, but I sure hope you guys are going to send me out for a drink after.
you need one, right?
Something.
Well, Sydney, I hope you found the answers you were looking for.
Yeah, everything I already knew, whatever.
All right, well, good luck in your hunt.
Yeah, trust me, there'll be better sport. Thanks.
Aw, Alex, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you for your time.
Yeah, hey, whatever.